Find the defendant guilty. Find the defendant guilty.
Again in Minnesota, a white police officer is convicted of killing a black man. Kim Potter lowered her head as she was found guilty of first and second degree manslaughter for fatally shooting 20-year-old Daunte Wright. As she was taken into custody with no chance of bail, her husband shouted his support.
Love you, Kim.
As police sought to arrest Wright on a warrant after an April traffic stop, Potter says he resisted arrest and she fired what she thought was a taser. The weapon she drew was her gun. Potter expressed remorse in tear-filled testimony.
I remember yelling, taser, taser, taser. And nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
The shooting came as protesters, some of them violent, filled the streets of Minneapolis during the trial of Derek Chauvin, a white police officer ultimately convicted of killing another black man, George Floyd. Protesters rushed to the scene of the Wright shooting. As the verdict came inside the courthouse, Wright's family celebrated outside.
The moment that we heard guilty on the manslaughter one, emotions, every single emotion that you could imagine just running through your body at that moment, I kind of let out a yelp.
Some residents, too, expressed relief.
I'm really excited. It's a good day. It's a good Christmas gift for the BLM movement and for the family of Daunte Wright.
Now that he got his justice, I feel a little more at ease. But definitely when that first happened, I was scared to even get in the car.
Minnesota's attorney general seemed to feel vindicated.
We have a degree of accountability for Daunte's death. Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Daunte to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have in this life for Daunte. But accountability is an important step, a critical, necessary step on the road to justice for us all.
That road, he says, is a long one. Potter faces a maximum of 15 years sentence on the first degree charge and 10 on the second, but guidelines call for substantially less. In any case, Potter is likely to spend years in prison. As Potter awaits sentencing on February 18th, outside the courthouse where looting and arson followed George Floyd's death in the summer of 2020, the streets were mostly quiet. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Minneapolis.